Hello, beloved children of God, back with scripture of the day, reading 1 Corinthians 7, 8 through 9. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Wow, praise the Lord. This is talking about Paul. He didn't marry. And so he's saying it's better to stay single. But if you cannot contain your lusts, if you cannot control yourselves, then it's better to marry, because you will burn for the lustful thoughts and the lustful behaviors if you don't control them, you guys. You've got to understand, lust is a very powerful sin in the fleshly carnal nature of man that will destroy you. It'll send you to hell. Repent, fast and pray, and learn to control the lusts of your flesh. You've got to control the lusts of your flesh. You've got to master over it. Beloved children of God, back with scripture of the day, reading 1 Corinthians 7, 8 through 9. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Wow, praise the Lord. This is talking about Paul. He didn't marry. And so he's saying it's better to stay single. But if you cannot contain your lusts, if you cannot control yourselves, then it's better to marry, because you will burn for the lustful thoughts and the lustful behaviors if you don't control them, you guys. You've got to understand, lust is a very powerful sin in the fleshly carnal nature of man that will destroy you. It'll send you to hell. Repent, fast and pray, and learn to control the lusts of your flesh. You've got to control the lusts of your flesh. You've got to master over it.